This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. We're continuing our series of conversations with Democratic presidential candidates ahead of the first in the nation Iowa caucuses, which will be held on February 3rd. Today, former Vice President Joe Biden. I sat down with Biden on Saturday afternoon in the corner of a dining hall at Simpson College before a town hall he held there in Indianola. And I started the conversation by asking him how, if he were to get the party's nomination, how he would run against President Trump, if he paints him the same way he did Hillary Clinton, as a longtime corrupt Washington political insider.
He does, and people know me. It doesn't work. Everybody knows where the corruption lies, and lies with him. And look, whomever the nominee is, he's going to lie about. And he's been doing this for 6 months with me. None of the punches have landed. I've come out stronger. I'm in better shape. No one's been attacked as often as I have. And so I feel good about where we are. But no matter who the nominee is, you know Donald Trump is going to lie about.
There's been no evidence of wrongdoing with your son, Hunter. But at the same time, any conflict of interest, just the appearance of it, can come across as conflict of interest. What do you do as a President Biden to make sure that the public interests are ahead of your personal interests and show America that?
Well, they've always been ahead of my personal interest. No one's ever accused me of ever having anything other than that. But what I'm going to do, because of the way Trump has turned the White House into sort of a family operation, is no one in my family will be at all engaged in having any office in the White House. They will, my wife will, but no one will have any office. No one will have any work for any foreign governments. No one will be engaged or foreign interest. And so it's going to, and the reason for that is to make sure we understand what Trump has done cannot be repeated, cannot be repeated.
I want to shift to something that we're hearing from caucusgoers as an important issue to them, and that is some of just the inequities in communities of color. Your tone has changed a lot since 1994 and the crime bill that you shepherded in.
But my tone hasn't changed a bit. I've had overwhelming support from communities of color more than anyone else, you guys, because you didn't know about it. And you're all surprised why I have more support than everyone else combined with community colors from the day I got in public office.
So what do you do as a president to make sure that any inequalities in communities of color are fixed?
Four or five things. Number one, I make sure that we change the way in which we turn prisons into places where you rehabilitate, not, in fact, just incarcerate. That while in prison, you learn how to read and write. You learn, you have opportunities. You learn trades. Anyone who is convicted of a crime relating to a drug addiction goes not to a prison, goes to a rehabilitation center, like my crime bill called for. I make sure that we, in fact, invest in early education for Title I schools for disadvantaged communities, including people of color, and so that they're in a position where all 3, 4, and 5 years old have preschool. I make sure that we do a whole range of things relating just simple opportunity. There's still institutional racism in the country. That's why I got involved in politics in the first place. That's why I became a public defender and left a prestigious law firm to do that, because our future lies in bringing along browns and blacks into the system this time when we rebuild the middle class. And it's a great opportunity.
Are those programs that Congress has to be a part of, or how do you move forward with that?
There's three things. One, Congress has to be part of a number of them, but also a significant part of it is just about setting the tone, making sure that we understand my administration is going to look like the country. It's going to reflect what the country looks like. And it's going to be engaged in ways that we demonstrate to the communities of color in particular that we are going to protect their interest and provide opportunities. And a lot of it does require legislation, but I'm confident the country is ready. And because, look, I just spoke to the Black Baptist Convention, and they know, and the rest of the public knows how badly this president has prejudiced the circumstance for people of color, Muslims, people of any difference at all. How this president has preyed upon separating us in ways that are not consistent with who we are. That's why from the very beginning, I've not come off message, which I was told that, you know, a lot of, not you personally, but a lot of press said, well, what's he talking about? And we have to restore the soul of the country. And once this guy, you know, I'll conclude with this. When I was a kid, people didn't realize how bad race relations were until they saw Bull Connor using those fire hoses, ripping literally the skin off of people's backs, having German Shepherd dogs, and I have two of them, German Shepherd dogs, singing them and straining the leash, ripping the clothes off of women who, black women who just come from church. What has happened again, we're at another inflection point in America. People have observed, good, decent, honorable people, just how badly this president has treated people of color, what are the consequences for them. So we have enormous opportunity to bring people along this time.
And finally, looking at trade, USMCA, phase one of the China deal has been getting a lot of bipartisan support here in Iowa. How would you have done things differently?
Well, I wouldn't have started a trade war with China and the way in which it was started. Look, and it's good, but all the Iowa farmers are going to do is get back to where they were when we left office. And we will have spent more money to make them, allowing them to survive, than we spent on the entire bailout of the automobile industry. And what's happening in addition to that? In addition to that, you see that we're not spending the time and energy to focus on China where they're really hurting us, on stealing intellectual secrets, making sure that we're in a position where they're stealing notions that opportunities that exist for Americans across the board. And you see what's happening even with the way in which trade with Cuba and other places. I mean, the bottom line is farmers are still worse off than when Trump started this war.
That's Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden speaking with me Saturday in Indianola. You can hear more conversations with presidential candidates in Iowa Public Radio's podcast, Caucusland. You can find that show, which I host with my colleague Kate Payne, wherever you subscribe to podcasts or online at iowapublicradio.org.